I'm joined by The Guardian's Chris Stephen on Benghazi. Chris, you've been writing repeatedly about Benghazi's scepticism of the government's ability to and willingness to tackle militias. Last night, the President of the Parliament, Mohamed Magariaf, pledged to do just that. Any change in the opinion in Benghazi?
Yes, indeed. And there's a very, there's a big change in the mood here in the city. I mean, one obvious sign is the Hotel Tibesti, where we all stay in, which has been a sort of predicted target for the militias, is now very quiet, and the security jeeps have all gone. There's just a couple of armed guys outside. And the police are saying, yes, you know, we're feeling very relaxed about this because the militias, they've all disappeared. So for the moment, absolutely, people feel, you know, great relief. And there's news now that in Derna, which is a sort of jihadist kind of headquarters, that all five of the militias there have dispersed as well. And I think Magariaf, he's been pushing for this all of last week, really, and trying to see if he had enough army units to take on the militias. And now, unexpectedly, he doesn't have to do it. The people did it for themselves.
Explain a bit more about what's happening in Derna. Who are these groups?
Well, Derna is long been the sort of Islamic centre for Libya. But as well as that, it's also become a centre for various jihadist militias. It's become a sort of recruiting ground. And they had five quite powerful bases there, and government forces basically stayed out of the city. And there were no real sort of police or anything there. They've obviously decided that it's a bad idea to stick around because people power is just sort of taking on these bases one after the other, and they've dispersed. So I think for the moment that there's a lot of confusion. Are they going to actually disperse as units and disband, or are they just going to sort of regroup and think again? But at the moment, no militia wants to advertise being in a base anywhere in Libya.
And the armed militias has been a problem since the fall of Gaddafi. Is this a sort of a game-changing moment?
It may be a game-changing moment, yes. Magariaf actually reissued a law that's already been issued, which says that, you know, militias have to incorporate into state security forces. Now, previously the militias sort of said yes, they would. And in fact, these militias all have some sort of piece of paper from some defense official saying that they're effectively deputized to handle security. Well, now that the government feels it can be much tougher in view of what's happened and is saying, look, no, we're going to break these things up. If you want to join the army, you know, join the queue. But we can't have these independent armies that are sort of notionally under the control of government forces. Now, again, that's the situation at the moment. Now, again, it may change if government doesn't follow through and if the police really can't get a grip.
He talked in somewhere about some sort of operations room being set up in Benghazi. How would that work?
Well, I spoke last night with the garrison commander of Benghazi, who again is feeling very sort of pleased with himself because his military police had been told to keep out of the way of these riots. And then when it was clear that the militias were on the run, he sort of hurriedly deployed all the troops he had. Now, what he wants to do is to set up, I suppose, what sounds normal. It's a sort of headquarters that monitors things, and that if you are a military unit, that you coordinate with him, and if you're some sort of independent militia, then, you know, basically you don't. But there is this huge security vacuum here. I mean, the other side of the militias is that they kept the peace, at least in their own particular fiefdoms. Well, now they've gone. So now, if you don't want anarchy, somebody's got to fill the gap. And at the moment, the police and the army are really very undermanned. So I think there's a sort of rush to fill that vacuum.
And without that, there's going to be sort of more kind of mob rule?
That's the danger, yes. I mean, all these bases were comprehensively looted, and the military police were there said, well, look, you know, there's like 10 of us and 1,000 of them, so, you know, what are we going to do? On the other hand, looting a militia base is not the same as looting someone's business. And I think what the police are hoping, they're saying, well, look, you know, there are criminals in any city, and what we don't want is criminals to think, well, now that the streets don't have anybody on them at all, we can take advantage of this, and that's the thing that they're watching for. So I think they're thinking, well, this is our moment, especially Magariaf is thinking this is the moment to really sort of seize the day, take advantage of this and get some law and order in, which is after all what the crowds wanted.
What's the latest on the death toll from Friday's attack?
Well, there are a lot of confusing figures coming out, but I've spoken with this morning with the Benghazi mortuary, and they say it's 11 dead. Five or six of these were people who were apparently security forces who were found outside one of the bases with their hands tied and been shot through the back of the head. And that's also a reminder that there are still a lot of very nasty people out there. Who did it is sort of anyone's guess from this alphabet soup of militias and pro-Gaddafi elements and whatnot. So, again, this is something they've got to get a handle on, because the families are obviously very angry, and the families have said to us, well, you know, when we find the people who did it or the brigade who did it, we're going to take our own personal vengeance. And again, that's something that the authorities want to sort of step down on.
Isn't there? You talk about optimism. Isn't there a danger this is going to get worse rather than better? That there's going to be another sort of retaliatory attack by the militia groups.
Yes, the big danger is these militias are still out there. I mean, where they are, nobody really knows. But they're all sort of out there, sort of thinking and presumably plotting. Now, perhaps they will agree to the government and simply, you know, line up at an army recruitment centre tomorrow. But perhaps they won't. Perhaps they'll think, well, let's rebound on this thing. And I think certainly if the government can't get a credible force in place in time, that will happen. And again, that goes back to the chaos in Libya's government, which you know, doesn't seem to be solving itself.
Ansar al-Syria, one of the groups allegedly behind the attack on the consulate, was very quick to sort of deny responsibility, putting up lots of spokesmen to the media. Have they gone to ground too?
They have, yes. You can still phone the spokesman when his cell phone works, but where they are, nobody knows. And of course, the other shoe that's got to drop is, well, what about the investigation? Margaryev is certain, as is the Special Security Committee here, that Ansar Sharia guys were involved. They're not saying the entire brigade attacked the Americans, but they're pretty sure that some of them did. Now, they've now got to be arrested. There's no point just saying, well, great, we've banished the militia, because the Americans are going to demand action. And I think that's also the great challenge for the government now. It's not enough just to say, great, we've got the streets. You've now got to go after these people, and that also would trigger a reaction. So that's something that's going to be a problem in the coming days and weeks.
The Americans sent in the FBI, are they working with the Libyan authorities?
No, they're not. The FBI have been kept in Tripoli. Now, the Libyans insist this is an American decision. I spoke to the chief prosecutor here, and he said, look, we've actually got offices for them. If they want to come in, we've got all the facilities. But we're being told the Americans don't want to send them. Now, whether that's because of security or some other reason, it's not really clear. But certainly there are no FBI people on the ground. There's been no crime scene investigation. And I'm not really sure what the FBI would do if they did come, because there's nothing left to investigate.
What are we expecting later today and in the coming days?
In the coming days, you're looking for the government to really fill this vacuum. You're looking for Magariev and his prime minister to form a new cabinet, because the existing cabinet was appointed by the transitional government from who were around the last time. So you have parliament on the one side wanting to get security, and the actual cabinet, who are really sort of sitting on their hands. So you're looking for these politicians to actually try and form some sort of cohesive government to run the country. Because, you know, as you pointed out, I mean, the crowds are very excited and now they've got the streets back, but now they're looking for law and order. And that's the challenge, is to implement law and order, to use this moment to take advantage of it.
Okay, Chris, thanks very much.
Thank you.